Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. We want to welcome everyone to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Job Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel, and Come and See Ministries Bible Study Class. Today, we are still dealing with the morning fruits of the Spirit. First fruits of the Spirit morning Bible study. That's what I should say. First fruits of the morning Bible study, yeah. So we the God of Israel, you know, I know that more people like to start in the New Testament when we start talking about the fruits of the Spirit, because we want to get all off into the spiritual gifts. Like, they started with Jesus, man, and actually they started back with Adam. All the gifts that Jesus demonstrated, Adam had. Jesus is the second Adam. We had to wrap our mind around that. Adam walked on water. Adam flew on a tornado. He flew on cherubims like Elijah. He caused lightning to come down. He did all of these things, you know, excuse me, as the prophets did. And without him doing that, the prophets don't do it. So we have to be conscious of that. We have to be conscious of the fact that Adam did everything Jesus did. He was able to heal. He was able to see visions. The one thing that I could say that is probable, but maybe not, is that Adam could read minds. I know the man was 100% cerebral. I know he spoke the speech of the Chesedics. Could Adam read minds like Jesus Christ? I know that if we were 100% literal and we was 100% cerebral, we would be able to read minds like Jesus Christ. So give and take, does that make Adam that person? Can we actually say Adam read minds? It's a thought. He didn't say nobody never read minds. He said, only thou. Solomon said, only thou knowest the hearts of the sons of man on this side of the flood. He didn't say it never happened. So I'm in agreement that Adam had full potential of everything, because if Adam couldn't read minds, then Christ couldn't read minds, because he is a derivative of Adam, but he's the best part of Adam, I should say. He's the best part of Adam. So let's get into this precept. let's get into this precept. Brothers and sisters, if you can stand and face Jerusalem. Brothers, if you can uncover your heads. And sisters, if you cover your heads, you're supposed to fight. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both sins and growing spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and get up too. A mind to perceive and ask to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray, for your mercies endure forever. Amen. Amen. So, once again, we're dealing with the fruits of the Spirit, but we're not starting in the New Testament, man. We're starting in the where the foundation of it began. We're starting in the Old Testament. We started when he created Adam and Eve, because both of these, the fruits of the Spirit that we've been reading about is attributed to both Adam and Eve. Both of us have these gifts. I would say Eve have a double portion. Because right here, she gets all of this, right? She get the image, she get the likeness, right? But then she get another portion. She get the kids, she get the wisdom, she get the understanding, she gets the help, and she get the meat. Yes, indeed. So, it's, you know, we've been talking about, you know, like the Lord, this is a male chauvinistic world, but I think the Father was very liberal in handing out the gifts, you know. It's just that Genesis chapter 3:16 stumbled her in a lot of ways that she don't meet her full potential. One is because of, you know, a lack of understanding, and two, if they do have knowledge, then a lot of times pride get in the way. And some will they understand it. But what we're trying to do here is build this foundation for both of us so that we can both obtain the power and the glory of God and the kingdom, man, because without these things, we're not going to see God. We're not going to see the Father. We can forget it. We're not going to even see the borders of the kingdom. What do you mean? Because he told us that heaven and earth fled away, and then the judgment was set. So wait a minute. If heaven and earth fled away, yes, indeed, we will not see the borders of the kingdom, let alone the Father. We are not. We will never see him. So, no, we have to work on that now. That's a now. You know, that's imperative that we work on it now. If we don't work on it now, we won't see him later. So our thing is to work on it now. So we're building this here strength of fruit right now, so that we can prepare to meet the Father. Amen. So let's start this in Genesis chapter 1 and 26. Now, we did image already, so we in likeness. Okay, so we're still dealing with likeness. Amen. So Genesis chapter 1 and 26, and it says, we're going to read down to the 30. It says, and God said, let us make man our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I was giving you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. Amen. So we're going to, you know, you can see all this in here. You can see all these blessings taking place. Now, you know, if you've been following this precept, now we can see that it's a whole lot of blessings up in here that we're going to get into that we haven't even touched on yet. But we're going to get into this, right? So let's start this back at 26. It said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. That's where we at. Okay, that's where we at. That's where we left off at. So let's get into that. Let's look at this word likeness. What is that to us? You know, why? Because it's a physical thing. I say it is physical, but it has spiritual implications too. But it's, when you speak spiritual, which is the image or imagination, that comes as a third person party. It's not the direct. The direct order is the physical. Let us make man in our image after our likeness. Amen. So let's look at this. Likeness. Similarity in appearance or character or nature between persons or things, man created in his own likeness. So here it is. We see that we have his character, we have his appearance, we have his nature, and we have his likeness. That's what he created us in. And it says this, a likeness, similitude, similarity, comparable, compare, comparisons, equivalence. So he's telling us that we can be equal with him at some point, if not now, then definitely at the first resurrection. It's just that the caste system, but the anarchy system, the hierarchy system, is that it's going to have a king and then its representatives, which will fall into order. This is that thing. So not all of us are going to be sitting in the same place on the throne. There will be a king of kings, yet there will be kings. You see, there would be a Lord of Lords, yet there'd be the Lord of Lords, you see. So this is that thing. Parable, compare, comparison, equivalence. Mirror image, reflection, reflections, naturalness. Let me look at this one here. Naturalness. What do naturalists mean? Present in or produced by nature. That makes perfect sense because we are produced from nature. We created from the earth. God created us, he said. He formed a man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils through the breath of life, and man became a living soul. This is why if you look at our DNA, when they do our gene structure, they can see the structure of wood and earth in us. They can pull those genes out of our DNA system. They can actually see the DNA of wood. And when you look at our nervous system, they are very similar to the structure of a leaf. So when God called us trees, he knew exactly what he was saying because he knew that we would be looked at as trees. He knew that we'd be referred to as trees. This is that thing. So we want to be conscious of that. Of relating to or concerning nature, conforming to or usually ordinarily course of nature. So this nature thing is what he said, conforming to is the natural order of God. You know, because everybody is not moving in that natural order of God. ask tomorrow. Tomorrow is the natural order to God, that is to say the Sabbath day. Will everybody be moving to the natural order to God tomorrow? No. Some of us will be keeping the Sabbath on Sunday. Some of us will be keeping the Sabbath according to however they come up with their reasoning with this floating, rotating Sabbath. I don't know where they get it from, but you can't get it out the book. And you know, someone said that the Sabbath rotates. I'm like, no, it's a set feast. The law says it's a set feast. It's not to rotate. You know, so no, you can't. The Sabbath day will never rotate. But they get this doctrine because they want to say it's 28 days in a month. So what they do is they count 28 and then start back over at 1. That's where they drop the ball at, because it's 30 days in a month according to the law. 30 days, not 28. And so you got to count 30 days. That's why the Sabbath day is a set feast. And when he said keep the Sabbath day such and such, that's exactly what he meant. It's a biology, not produce or change artificially. Ooh, so we're not supposed to get implants. Supposed to get silicone gels for your lips and your butt and stuff like that. It says, not produced or changed artificially. So men and women aren't supposed to get their body altered because of their sexual orientation. Oh, my goodness. Here we go again. Here we go. Characterized by the spontaneity and freedom from artificiality. What artificiality? Fake. Everything is organic, you know. It says, not altered, treated, or disguised. You see, so if I go and get my body changed into a woman, that's my disguise. Men will see me as a woman, even though men probably would be what? Oh, right. No vaccines either. Okay, got you. Okay, right. And no vaccines, right? Okay. That's supposed to all that alters your DNA to a degree. But so that's there too. That falls under that. You know, it do. When you look at it, amen, that's a good catch. Not altered, treated, or disguised. Faithfully represented the nature of life. Well, I got to say that kills makeup and hair, fake hair. Whoops. You gotta give it up. No fake hair, no makeup, no eyeliner, no lipstick. All that, it got to be all natural. If you're going to go there, go there. We didn't say nothing about lip balm, you know, like some Vaseline on the lips to keep the lips soft and juicy, but when painted lipstick, think about this word in itself, makeup. What are you doing? I'm making up a me. I'm making up something else other than me, which is not natural, which is not what I woke up with. People meet each other in a club, and this is a running joke, but it's serious. They meet somebody in a club. They go to bed. They wake up. This person that took a shower, washed all that garbage off of them, they don't even recognize them. It's the same thing. So they was made up. That was a lie. That person had deceived you from the beginning. So the whole relationship began with a lie. I used to say, if you really want to meet someone, this is like a running joke with me, but if you really want to meet a woman or a man, go to a laundromat. Can't go wrong there. You ain't going to catch nobody all up in there with their hair all did and wearing stilettos and They nails out. You're not gonna have that there. They're gonna have on jogging suits. They're gonna have their hair down or tied up in a scarf. They go. That's what you gonna get every day. What you see there, that's what you get. But anyway, let's continue. The state of regarding as primitive, uncivilized, or unregenerated. It says, born to parents, childbirth. So when he spoke likeness into the creation, he spoke birth, giving birth into the creation. Wow. Born to parents. I didn't see this coming. Okay, there it is. He said, so when he spoke likeness, because likeness fall up under natural. So natural would be birth. Natural, well, of course, childbirth is the most naturalist thing you could do. Of course, you got now clones and test tubes. People said that test tube baby, you know, such and such, is still walking the earth. But some of us will argue that that's a real clone versus a test tube. I would say it's more so a test tube. And those sperm banks that were generated back in the early 80s and whatnot, they had all the men going in there with sperm and all that stuff, and they were donating their sperm, talking about they, you know, giving children, man, all you did was gave them permission to recreate you and run tests on you, regardless of whatever it is. They can run all sorts of tests, whether it's for, you know, vaccines, how your body will respond to certain elements, how your body will respond to guns and you know, guns and stuff like that. Yes, yes, yes. You gave them permission to use your genes to bring up children that look like you so they can use them as test tubes or crash dummies, live crash. Now, you can't say that they're not you. You can't say that they're living entities or anything like that because they wasn't born. They were created. So what's the sin? Is it a life? Is it an abomination? Either or, we gave them the autonomy of doing this when we donated all that sperm to the sperm banks. Where did they go all of a sudden? All of a sudden, the sperm banks disappeared. I guess they got all they needed. But this is a born to parents who have never been married to each other. Say, so we got, he said, the natural son of a king. So he spoke into existence that there would be heirs in the creation. This is that thing. That's up on the likeness that there will be an heir, whether it be an heir onto the inheritance of the father or an heir that will be an inheritance of a kingdom or the world as Christ. Mathematics of relating to positive integers, sometimes including zero. Zero is nothing on everything. Zero is nothing. It may create a 10, but without the zero, it'll always be one. It may be 110, but without the zero, it'll be two. That's what it'll be. In existence, likeness of one and one, two plus two, stuff like that. So he spoke this into the numeral system. Music, one having all qualifications are necessary for success. Wow, I didn't see that coming. So, hold up, excuse me.
Yeah, I see it now.
So, he said one would have all the qualifications of success. So he spoke into our existence up under likeness that we would be successful. And we got everything we need to be successful. So if we're not being successful, we are underachieving our destiny. That's that thing. We underachieving our destiny. Wow. It says, okay, naturalist. It says a sense. So let's look this up. So under likeness comes sense. It says not to be. It says any faculties by which stimulated from outside or inside the body are received and felt as the faculties of hearing, sight, smell, touch, taste, and equilibrium. This is under likeness. This isn't under imagination. We didn't read this under imagination. Imagination is flat out spirit. This is a physical because you can actually smell something. You can actually see something. You can actually touch something. You can actually taste something. This is all physical. Once again, likeness is physical. So when he created us, he said, when he created us and brought us into the, and he created us and said, he created man in his image and after his likeness, up under likeness, he gave us the spirit of, or having faculties of hearing, sight, smell, touch, taste, and equilibrium. That is to say, balance, man. Ooh, let's look up this word, equilibrium. Equilibrium. No? Yeah. Spell that one so I have to speak that in existence. Okay, equilibrium. It says this. A condition in which all acting influences are counseled by others, resulting in a stable balance or an unchanging system. Ooh! Government! The kingdom. He spoke into us what's in him. That is to say, a false balance is an abomination to God. Here it is. It says, a condition in which all acting influences counseled by others, resulting in a stable balance or unchanging system. Mental or emotional balance. So, we shouldn't be mentally stressing. We shouldn't be mentally unbalanced because he gave us the power to be balanced. Wow. It says mental, emotional balance. Psyche, right? It's still dealing with the psych part. Now watch this. The state of a body or physical system at rest or in an accelerated motion, in which is resulting is zero, and the sum of all torques about any axis is zero. So everything has a go. Everything, he said, everything under likeness has a go, has a starting point. When he created us in his image, that gave us a starting point. That's why he spoke natural birth into the picture, because that's a starting point. Man, light. Light has a starting point. No matter how fast light travels, light will never travel as fast as God. As fast as it, you know, a room can be dark and you turn on the light and the light blinks, God, it'll never catch God, because God created light. So he will always be in front of it. He will always be the alpha of everything. He will always be the beginning of all things. That's even here, light. Whoa. It says, the state of chemical reaction in which forward and reverse actions occur at an equal rate, so that concentration of the reactant and produce does not change with time. He gave us the power to be able to maneuver both forward and backwards. this is spoken into existence under the term likeness. Because remember now, let me see if I can find that. I know it's in the Proverbs. Let me see if I can find it. So give me a second. I know I can find this, man. Oh, come on. Nope. That's not how you spell it. Let me do this. I can't find that verse. That's one that got away from me. I'm going to have to find that one. A false balance is an abomination to the Lord. Oh, that's at the top of the verse. Where is that? Where is that? That's in the teens. Or is it in the 20s? Oh. Hold on. Okay, thank you. Proverbs 25, thank you. Proverbs 25 and verse 15. Thank you. Wait a minute. No, that's not it. Now, it says a false balance is an abomination before the Lord. That's the top of the verse. That's not the middle of the verse. He kick off the chapter with that. And I'm not spelling balance right. Okay. Excuse me. I had to go the long way. Here it is, Proverbs 11 and 1. A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. There it is. And that's up under light, delight. So a perfect balance is here up under likeness. So he's telling us likeness brings balance and equilibrium. Thank you. But yeah, that's Proverbs chapter 11 and 1. I knew it was at the top of the verse, but I didn't know if it was in the 20s or the teens. But it's in the first part. It's in the 11. It's in the preteens. So it says this, equilibrium, the stable condition the stable condition in which forces cancel out another. Stable conditions, right? It says the state or feeling of mental balance and composure. So God said likeness is going to bring us stability, mental stability. So we got to pray for this spirit because so many of us is out of balance. So many of us is lacking equilibrium. We aren't... but we got to pray for this. I didn't know that we had to pray that the Lord increase our likeness. You know, I really didn't. I didn't know that we had to pray for the spirit of likeness to bring forth equilibrium, balance to our mental stability. I didn't see this coming. I didn't see that this is up under here. And this is the reason why we are failing miserably, mentally, and trusted in science to bring us balance and agree. That's why we can't be unequally yoked. Agree. That's a false balance from the likeness, because if you are equally yoked, you can't be alike. You are not alike. If one of y'all performing righteousness and the other one is performing wickedness, it's impossible for y'all to be equally yoked. You are unequally yoked. That's a false balance. They cannot coexist. It says, let me finish reading. It says, a stable condition in which forces cancel out one another, a state of feeling, mental balance, composure. General physics, any unchanging condition or state of a body, system, a set, resulting from balance or canceling out the influences of the process to which it is subjected. See thermodynamic equilibrium. Oh, I'm finna look this up. Thermodynamic equilibrium. Ah, we got to look this one up, right? Thermodynamic equilibrium. It says the general physics, the condition of an isolated system in which the quality, the quantities that specify its properties, such as pressure, temperature, etc., all remain unchanged, sometimes shortened to equilibrium. Let me look up the source in that. I didn't think it was going to be in there, the source. I really didn't think it was going to be up under that. I didn't think it was going to be in these a lot of synonyms up under equilibrium. It says this in chemistry. It says the condition existence with chemicals reacting and its reverse reactions to take place as an equal rate. Physics, it says the condition of a system that has its total energy distributed amongst its components, parts, and statically most probable manner. Psychologically, cycle, the state of bodily balance, the state of a bodily balance maintained primarily by a special receptor in the inner ear. So, well, that makes sense, because likeness created the sense, right? That's what he created, ears, nose, taste, things like that. That was up on the likeness. So no wonder you will have the equilibrium. That's why you got people with vertical. Their equilibrium is off, because the ear, which is a part of the like, is off. It says, the state of rest or balance due to equal actions of opposing force. It says, equal balance between any powers, influences, or set quality of effect. So it's probable meant that Adam and Eve were equal beings, 100 down the middle of the board. It's just that Adam was created first, which gave him seniority. But as far as physically, they were equal, period. That's why sometimes, man, you can take a woman, she can knock a dude out. I mean, you know, dude could be the biggest high right, here come, bam, and drop him. So this is that thing, the state of sense of steadiness. Ooh, listen at this. It says first, it says this, mental or emotional balance, equanimity. I'm going to look that up. It says equanimity. It says the state or sense of steadiness and proper orientation of the body. It says, state of the body or physical system that at rest at a constant and unchanging motion. So this is why we should maintain a natural body temperature of 96.6, it is? You know, I'm not a physician or anything, but I know we're supposed to run a natural body temp of 96 point something. So most of us, most mankind is in this balance of this body temperature. Anything below that would be considered unbalanced. Anything above that would be considered unbalanced. But most mankind body temperature is 96 degrees. It says the system that is in an equilibrium show no tendency to alter over time. This is why when you read in Ruth, not Ruth, but Esther, and you read about Ahasuerus, what is this? It says homostasis. Let's see. Homostasis, psychology, the maintenance of metabolic equilibrium within an animal by the tendency to compensate for disrupting changes. Oh, wow. And not only did he give it to us, he gave it to the beasts of the field. Well, naturally, he gave it to the beasts of the field. The maintenance of an equilibrium within a social group, persons is set. So everybody is supposed to, you know, be on an equal body or something to that effect. We're not supposed to be siring each other, you know, or siring over the Lord's heritage. We're not supposed to be doing that. You know, yeah, you got elders and things like that, and the book tell you that, but we're not supposed to sire over the Lord's heritage. Ask David. He didn't sire over the people. Solomon's son did. He said, man, I'm going to tax the hell out of y'all. And Israel said, watch. And they jetted. It says the tendency of a system, especially psychological system of a higher animal, which would be us, dolphins, whales, so forth, even monkeys or apes, to maintain an internal stability, owing to the coordinated response of its part to any situation or stimulus tending to disturb its normal condition or function. See, if something comes to disturb it, it reacts. So this would be up under any hierarchy of the beasts of the field. Cows is feeding, right? The cows is feeding, everything is at peace. But here come a wolf that disturbed this equilibrium. This is that thing. It says the state of psychological equilibrium obtained with tension or drive to reduce has been reduced or eliminated. People, when we are balanced, we are not stressed. That's what it just said. When we are balanced, when we are functioning and are equal, when we are on our best, when we are allowing the Lord to be his best in us, we are not stressed out. I know a lot of us are saying, so what this got to do with, man, it got everything to do with your gifts, man. This is why people is all out of control. This is why people are stressed out. This is why people think that there is no God. This is why people think that they need pharmaceuticals to get themselves right, to balance their train of thought, because they're depressed. Their equilibrium is off. They don't understand that God is the balance. The word of God is the healing of mental illness. And this is what we're trying to get to. These things that we can obtain this height, you know, because this is a place that we want to be. We want to have equilibrium. We're still dealing with homostasis. It says, biology. It says the tendency of an organism or cell to regulate the chemical process that take place internally so to maintain health and functioning regardless of outside conditions. Oh, that's why we can be out in the cold and we can survive it.
That's why we could be in the heat and survive it, because he created in us a homeostasis or equilibrium that would cause us to be able to deal with any element. This is amazing. Wow, that's up under likeness, okay? Remember now, this is physical, because you need this to deal with physical. We got to ask ourselves, are we really that unbalanced? Say, what is that? Fibromyalgia is caused because it's a lack of equilibrium. According to this, that would be exactly the case, because the body cannot handle different elements. So the idea is to bring a body into a state of mind of peace and equilibrium, of peace and balance, in order for to control fibromyalgia and not to allow ourselves to be stressed out. What? More times, what they call that other, it's another skin disease that's in this world, that they use this cream for. And whenever somebody gets stressed out, eczema. When somebody gets stressed out that has this affliction of eczema, it reacts. Why? Because the equilibrium of that individual is off. So the chemical imbalance is off. Are we listening? The God of Israel is saying he's calling us to peace. Are we listening? If we want the healing of our souls, we have to be at peace. Let me read this one again. The tendency of organism or cell to regulate the chemical process that takes place internally so as to maintain health and functioning, regardless of outside conditions. The ability to maintain a steady body temperature is the example of homeostasis. That's what we just got through talking about, that most of us maintain a steady body temperature of 96.4 or 96.5, whatever it is. But that point can vary. But most of us is right there. It said homeostasis, said maintenance of a stable internal environment inside of an organism. The body internal balance produced by regulatory systems that maintain more or less stable temperatures, blood pressures, electrolyte levels, etc. Oh, he created all that in us under likeness. That came from likeness. Really? All of this is maintained. Look, if you don't want high blood pressure, what do? You seek peace and ensue it. If you don't want the fibromyalgia to be jumping off, you seek peace and ensue it. If you don't want eczema to kick off, you want to seek peace and ensue it. If you have any type of ailment in the body, chances are the minute that you are disturbed, it's going to flare up. So the antidote of all physical imbalances is peace. The antidote to physical imbalances is, even when your doctors give you the prognosis, whatever, you know, the diagnosis, that is to say, when somebody has a fever, what do? We say, go get some rest. What is rest? Peace. Go get you some peace. That's all he said. But he labeled it rest. But no, God called it peace. Go seek you some peace. Oh, my God. All that's under likeness? Let me read this again. The maintenance of a stable internal environment inside an organism, the body internal balance produced by a regulatory system that maintains more or less a stable temperature, blood pressure, electrolyte levels, etc. Metabolic equilibrium activity maintained by several complex biological mechanisms to operate via an autonomic nervous system to offset disruptive changes. That's fibromyalgia. Fibromyalgia 10 on 10. That's 2.0. For real. That's it. Right there. So the only way to deal with fibromyalgia, it doesn't have to do with the elements. It has everything to do with the body being at peace. So how do you seek peace? Fasting, prayers. And then all of a sudden, your body start responding. It start burning the fat. That's the first thing. You burn the fat. It start going up to God. God starts seeing it. And here come the healing properties. Here come the healing coming down from heaven upon your souls. And now you sitting up there. He got to respond because he can't lie. This is a homeostasis, or we would call an equilibrium. You know, you need an answer. You need a breakthrough. So you send up a prayer, and God, he's going to respond because by law of himself, that he has to respond. Because he's the ultimate equilibrium. He's the king of Salaam or peace. He's the king of equilibrium. Brothers and sisters, are we getting this? Are we listening? This is up under likeness. It says, a stable condition in which forces counsel one another. So when you have perfect peace, nothing is out of order. If something try to rise up, the other force will counsel it down and bring it back into an equal balance. Wow. Okay. Going back to equilibrium, because that was homeostasis. So we're back in equilibrium, and it says this. It says, a stable condition in which forces cancel out one another. Once again, it says, the state of feeling of a mental balance, composure, any unchanging condition or state of a body, system, etc., resulting from a balance or a canceling out of the influence or the process to which it is subjected. That's huge. That's huge. That's why he said he is the king of peace and the king of righteousness. This is huge. This is super huge to the body. Peace brings healing to the body. Someone who's disruptive peace or anything like that will bring you ill. Oh, that's why he said, what he called? He said a wife. What he said? What he said about her? He called her rottenness to his bones. He said that she could either bring him long life. A virtuous woman would bring him long life because she is, you know, she's bringing him peace, right? But then you got the other one that's cantankerous. What is she doing? Running up his blood pressure, giving him the flux. Now here come ailments and things like that. Whoa. That put a new spin on Job's wife. That put a new spin on that. What type of woman to tell a man to curse God and die? That didn't just pop in her head. That was in her. Let's see. General physics. The physics of a state of rest or uniform motion in which there is no reluctant force on the body. Are we listening? People, he's teaching us how we can heal ourselves up under this precept right here under likeness. Right now, he's teaching us how we can heal ourselves. He told us, he said, physician, heal yourself. Now he's showing us right here how to do it. How do you do it? You cancel out anything that disrupts your peace. Amen. It says chemistry. Chem, as conditioning existence when a chemical reaction and reverse actions take place at an equal rate. Physics, the condition of a system that has a total energy distributed among components, parts, in a statistically most probable manner. Statistically manner. It says statistically. So our bodies is also based off a numeral system. I didn't see that coming. Our bodies are based off of a numeral system. He's telling us that when he said that we were created in his likeness, that we are built on a numeral system. And I gotta roll with that, because the Chesedek conversation is numeratic. It's numeral. They are numeral. What do you mean? 1 + 1 = 2. That's the beginning of everything. The beginning of all things. 1 + 1 = 2. That's the absolute. Now, once we come to understanding that 1 + 1 = 2, then somebody come along, 1 + 1 = 3, we would say that's wrong. That would tell us now not only did we confirm that that's a lie, we also brought judgment, which is from God, letting us know that there's judgment for something that's wrong. All stop. Wow. Okay. All right, let's look forward. It says, a state of the bodily balance maintained primarily by a special receptor in the inner ear. That's why he created us and gave us 2 ears and 1 mouth. The mouth is centered directly in between the ears. Okay, you even got 2 nostrils, but 1 mouth. So the mouth is centered in between the 2 ears. So the ears are supposed to bring balance to the mouth. Your mouth isn't supposed to bring balance to the ears. Isn't that amazing? It says, let me read this. It said, in economics, let's read this. It said, in economic conditions, because economics is numbers. In economic conditions in which there is neither excess demand nor excess supply in a market, so you don't have excess, you don't have too much of, you know, so it's telling us when we got our stores, don't have too much of this and don't have too much of that. Have what you need. That way you don't lose your market, you don't lose your product. It says equilibrium, the state of rest or balance due to an equal action of opposing force. So equilibrium is peace. That's what the doctor ordered, rest. If you wanna overcome a fever, because there's really no cure for a fever. So the real cure for a fever is balance, because your body is out of balance. Equal balance between any powers, influences, etc., the quality of effect, mental or emotional balances, equanimity, the state or sense of steadiness and proper orientation of the body. Amen.
The condition of existing when the chemical reaction and reverse actions, okay. One more thing, let's get this, said this, the physics. It said the state of the body or physical system that is at rest or in a constant unchanging motion. The sum of all forces acting on the body that is in its equilibrium is zero. So you have no force going up or down. It's at a perfect balance. And it says this, because the opposing forces, the opposing balances, because opposing forces balance each other. That's why in the center of up and down is a zero. If you got a meter that has a 12 on the bottom and a 12 on the bottom, a 12 on the top and a 12 on the bottom, in the middle of that is a zero. That's when you have perfect balance. That's when you meet equilibrium. That's when everything is alike. Chemistry. The state of being reversible chemical reaction in which its forward and reverse actions occur at equal rates so that one concentrate of the reaction and a product remain the same. Okay, let's move around. Let's get back, because this is really deep. This is a heavy piece right here. So sense, I'm gonna get back to sense, because up on the light was senses, right? So when he created us in his likeness, he gave us the sense of taste, touch, sight, ears, and hearing, and smelling, right? So it says this, any of the faculties by which stimuli from outside or inside the body are received and felt. It says, as the faculties of hearing, sight, smell, touch, taste, and equilibrium. It also says this, the perception or feeling produced by a stimulus, sensation. The faculties of the, okay, we're good. It said the faculties of sensation as means of providing some physical gratification and pleasure. Hey, man, this is really, really up the food chain. Okay, now let's go back. Naturalist. Naturally, right? Okay, as natural. It says, as grown up, as believing, overcoming handicaps. It says, as natural as scratching out your ear. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Amen. Okay. Well, I really got to cut it short today. One is, it's like I'm super tired. And I've been up all night. So I'm let's see if I can do one more. Amen. It says, I stopped at naturalist. It says, naturalist, as liking of a representation to a thing represented, engineering strove the increase of naturalist recorded music. Okay, resemblance, similarity, appearance, external, superficial. Like I said, likeness is more physical. That's why we have taste, touch, sound, smell, stuff like that. Even though taste and smell and sight can be perceived as spiritual, but they're physical because they don't move unless something physical take place. That is to say, food,
person hearing, you know, something got to move. It says resemblance. It's still up under likeness. It says similarity in appearance and external appearance and superficial detail. It says splitting image, dissimilar to unlikeness, likeness, picture, consistent. It says this. I go mess with that one. Okay. It says picture, icon, image. Right. Well, it really didn't have any more good ones. You know, it was just rehashing these things. So please forgive me. But I am going to have to cut this short because your brother is really tired. I've been up since 3 o'clock this morning. Right? Yeah. So, hey, man, I got my laundry in. I got all that in. And the Lord allowed me to stay up to get this in. And I just want to say I did not see equilibrium coming to this fold. I did not see census coming to this fold. I did not see that coming. I did not see homostasis coming into this here conversation. I did not. This is all amazing to me. People, I am learning with you. So in Jesus' name, man, may he continue to increase our understanding. Amen. So with that being said, God willing, we live. We want to be back here tomorrow morning for the creation. And 7 o'clock, we're going to pick this up again. Man, so 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, which is 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, we're going to be dealing with this. And then at 10 o'clock, we're going to come back and deal with the creation. We are still on the second day and the firmament. So we're going to recap the firmament because we can. Actually, I'm just going to start it over. All right? In fact, what I'll probably do, and I think this is from God, I'm going to do that Bible code on the last just one, the first day. So let's do that. We're going to close out the first day because I didn't think I closed out the first day properly because I wanted to close out each and every day with the code. So God willing, we live. We're going to close out the first day with the Bible code. Amen. And then we're going to pick up the second day next Sabbath, and then we're going to go into that, and God willing, we live, and we can finish that day. We're going to close it out with its code. Amen. So with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, read your Bibles.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water.
From Genesis to Revelation, preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love, recovering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show.